Hello and welcome to yet another edition of Sweet Disposition, where we are looking at the latest and greatest confectionery snacks available in the UK today. So, today we have what is probably one of the weirdest confectionery items that I have seen in a long time, which is limited edition Mars caramel.
It's 100% more caramel, Sam.
It is. Did you say weirdest?
Yeah.
Because, like, this is, like, about the least imaginative thing they could have done with a Mars bar. They were like, do you know what? Let's take a Mars bar and let's take out a third of it, which is the nougat, and just sell it.
It's a lot thinner.
Isn't that what makes it a Mars bar?
Yeah, this isn't a Mars bar as much as...
It's a caramel.
I haven't eaten it yet. No. I just want to put that out there. I mean, I'm just saying, like, this looks like it was designed by committee.
Yeah, like, and I saw these and was like, what even is that? Like, what Mars already has caramel in it. Why, what have you done?
I was sure I'd already had one of these, but I haven't.
So, according to the packaging, it is milk chocolate with a soft caramel centre. 40% milk chocolate, 60% soft caramel.
Oh, wow, so they really
Thanks
do.
For working that out for us, Mars.
Wow, okay, well, let's get into this. So,
first of all, it's a lot thinner than a Mars bar. Like, it says 100% extra caramel, but it just feels like they've taken the nougat out.
Yeah,
right.
Well, they have. It's like, and they may, it's also not as wide either.
It's quite flat.
It's about the height of two school rulers.
It's a bit knobbly on top.
Yeah. Okay, so
well,
let's get into this.
Mm-hmm. So it's exactly the same caramel.
Yep, it tastes like a Mars bar without nougat in it.
To be honest, it tastes like a Mars bar. Like, plus nougat isn't flavoursome.
It's the nitrogen of Mars bars.
Maybe they just found out the nougat doesn't actually add anything.
Is this the same?
It's chewy.
The same price as a Mars bar?
Yeah.
Roughly, yeah.
But texture-wise, this is far harder work.
Yeah, it's harder to eat.
This is reminding more of a... This is like a classy chomp.
Yeah, it totally is.
Mm. It's a chomp for fat people. Mm. I mean, and fomp.
Do you know what I really want to do with this chocolate bar? I want to take it, get rid of all the wrapper, and just dunk it in a cup of tea.
Mm.
So all the chocolate's really melty, and then kind of let it be really strict. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but when you finish the tea, it'll be really gross.
It's like they've taken a curly whirly, and they've like folded it over several times.
Mm. Do you know what? I like it.
I like it, but it's not very adventurous. No.
It's like...
But does it have to be?
If you describe to me the chocolate bar, I could tell you what it tastes like without eating it.
Mm. Like, in some ways, I think that this should be the de facto Mars, and then every few months they bring out a limited edition with nougat.
This should be like Mars Original Classic.
No, I prefer it with the nougat. And imagine, you know, in the celebrations pack, if it was just this, you'd be pretty disappointed, whereas when it's a Mars bar. And we've got that extra texture.
Well, I think
factor.
In the celebrations pack, they already have...
What this does
then
do...
they just have a galaxy and caramel.
What this does do is this calls more attention to the chocolate, which I think is pretty good.
Mm. Right, it's just a galaxy with caramel. Isn't it?
Yeah. Although the caramel...
Chocolate's a bit different.
Yeah.
The ratio's different.
It's also, like, it is a caramel, but it's somewhere towards a toffee. Like, I feel that...
Yeah, there's a density there.
If there's, like, kind of a scale of toffee at 10 and caramel at 1, it's kind of like a 4 or a 5 rather than, like, what you get in, say, a Cadbury's caramel, which is, like, definitely a 1 or a 2.
The other thing as well is, like, the chocolate is better quality than you get with, say, a chomp.
Yeah.
Does anyone here actually eat Mars bars? Like, I'm going to go buy a Mars bar.
Very rarely.
I hanker for them a lot, but I can't eat them because they have barley malt extract in them. But I often think, man, I could eat a Mars bar. Mars bars really fill you up.
Yeah.
In the same way that...
If
you're really hungry, a Snickers or a Mars will sort you right out.
Exactly.
I feel you should only be allowed a Mars bar if you've just come off like a 12-mile hike.
Mm.
Yeah, and you down it with a bottle of Lucozade.
Or if you've been swimming, because you're always really hungry after swimming. Yeah. A Mars bar is really good for that.
Yeah.
A Mars bar is definitely for refueling energy rather than actually just a confectionery you eat.
I'll tell you what, though. This is far too sweet. Like...
It's the caramel. It is because it's more like toffee. To me, caramel is what's inside, like, say, a Freddo.
Don't get me wrong. Like, a Mars is quite sweet, but I can eat a whole Mars. Whereas we've not even eaten, like, a whole one between us. And I'm already like,
Well, okay, then
I've had
it's time to vote.
And I'm crashing already.
So I give this a 2 out of 3 Mars bars.
A B plus.
I give this... 3 sellotape chomps that have been sellotaped together out of 5.
Mm. I can't even speak.
I think
success.
That's a high rating from you then.
Classy chomp.